PLO and Hamas, opponents, but both for Palestine. The complexity of the conflict in the Gaza Strip is compounded by the heterogeneity of the anti-Israel front, thanks to the media, which primarily emphasize the theme of clashes between the IDF and Hamas. Palestinian-Israeli contradictions in the mass perception are reduced exclusively to the conflict between these two entities. However, the situation in the Middle East is nuanced. According to recent polls conducted before the start of the new war, only 30% of the Arab population in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank sympathized with Hamas. The rest preferred other political movements or their complete absence. By others, the reference is primarily to the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, a less known structure but with a much longer history and authority. Until 2013, the main formal governing body in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank was the Palestinian National Authority, PNA, which, by Abbas's decree in 2013, was renamed the State of Palestine, with Abbas becoming its first president. The Palestinian Authority is recognized by the UN and is considered a legitimate participant in the negotiation process, a crucial aspect from the Western perspective. Hamas is significantly younger than the PLO. The key document of Hamas, the Islamic Charter, adopted in 1988, does not recognize Israel's right to exist and aims to establish a Palestinian state on the entire territory that Mandate Palestine occupied before the formation of Israel in 1948. The Islamic Jihad, organization ideologically related to the Muslim Brotherhood and originating from Egypt, is involved in military cooperation with Hamas. The Islamic Jihad is a fully militarized organization. In practice, the relations between Hamas and the PLO are very complex and multi-layered. For example, Hamas came to power in Gaza in 2007 after a local war with Fatah, a militarized structure under the auspices of the PLO. In a simplified manner, Hamas and the Islamic Jihad criticize Fatah and, consequently, the PLO for their too peaceful political approach. It is noteworthy that Israel itself contributed to the emergence of Hamas. In the 70s and 80s, the activities of religious societies, even of Islamist nature, were actively encouraged by Israeli authorities. There is no open enmity for mutual destruction between Fatah and Hamas, despite conflicts in the mid-2000s. The situation that has developed in the Middle East may lead to a serious strengthening of the PLO and Fatah. The PNA is gaining political points, and Hamas seems to have to retreat into the shadows for some time. If as a result of Israel's efforts to overthrow Hamas, Hamas returns to power, it will raise questions within Israeli society. The PNA and the PLO appear to be a more preferable option.